Good. How are we doing today?
Doing well.
Good.
18 years now. Can you remember a day like this, practicing?
Yeah, it's pretty nasty, but it was nice being in the bubble. But yeah, I mean, these conditions, this is that kind of year here. It's been, you know, abnormally cold. But I think it's been good for us to get out there and practice in it. So I think today would have been impossible.
Fun walking out there.
I know. That was a lot of wind. It would be interesting if we played today. I mean, I don't know what would have happened, but it would have been tough. Kind of like Buffalo had that one against Indy this year.
You used this week to kind of not relax, but at the same time get ahead of everything you need to do.
I think it's just trying to stay sharp. You know, it's still football season, so it's not, you know, a week off at all. Where I think we're trying to, you know, stay sharp, and you know, we've you know, worked hard to get to this point, but there's still a lot more to go. So, you know, we're still you know, writing our story, and hopefully we write a good one.
You're a California kid, but you've been in Massachusetts for this long period of time. Are you a terrible shoveler, or have you been able to adapt to how the shoveling process works?
Pretty tough.
Car tough. Everything's tough this time of year, especially in the cold. And I feel everyone in New England is probably having a crappy day today. That's part of it.
What does it say about the accountability?
That's why we're so happy right here.
What does it say about, like, the accountability of the guys to having to get up early, you know, get in here before the storm starts, get here on time, and knowing that you have a long day of work ahead of you, too?
Yeah, you know, I think we got in here before it started, so that was good. And then, you know, just kind of just developing. But it would be good for everyone to get home. And, you know, just, you know, weekends full football and kind of get ready to go for next week. So everyone's worked hard to get to this point. I think it's got to be good, productive couple days. Hopefully everyone gets their body a little rest. But, you know, our minds got to stay sharp. And then, you know, whoever we play is going to be a damn good team. We're going to have to go out and play really well.
The number of guys are making their playoff debut next week, particularly in your receiving core. Do you have a special message for them, or do you kind of pull them aside and tell them what to expect in a playoff game?
I think Coach does a great job of that,
so it's not much for us to say. I mean, I think he does a great job kind of preparing everybody, and he's been hitting that hard all week.
No maintenance days for you this week. Where are you at physically right now after, you know, a long regular season?
Good.
I'm hoping next week I'll feel, you know, just great and be ready to, you know, 100% ready to go. So I'm excited for that.
Not having that, it's been pretty widely reported that Josh has some interest from some teams around the league,
yep,
for their open head coaching jobs. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like Josh would be as a head coach at this point in his career?
Yeah, you know, I love Josh. I think, you know, I've said a lot of things about him over the years, so. I mean, I think those things take care of themselves, so I want nothing but the best for him, always.
Not having to actually game plan for an opponent this week, I think Devin was talking about how this bye week gives you guys a chance to work on something that maybe you didn't have a chance to work on because you've been game planning the whole season. Do you feel like in the past that's helped you, especially with big playoff runs?
I think it's always, you know, valuable to have, you know, evaluate where you're at and what you've done and kind of what you're doing well and what you're not doing well. So to have that luxury is great, you know, because usually you just don't have time. You're already – it's a tight squeeze anyway to get the whole game plan in for the week. And, you know, man, we go right up to the very end. And then to have a week where you can just kind of focus on what we've done, I think that's been real positive. So just got to take those things and go use them to our advantage. That's what we're trying to do.
Your final question, man.
This offense looks like to be getting several pieces back. Hogan, Mitchell, James White, Rex Burkhead. What are your thoughts on all these pieces coming back sort of at the right time? What can they do for your group?
And we'll see. So, not sure. To be determined by everybody, you know, once we're out there and what we do. So, I'd rather go out there and do it and not talk about it. So, that's what we're focused going to be on. Thank you, guys.
Get home safely.
As an anecdote for the